This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
306 DGS and KMOX. Go to Twitter, X, follow us on DGS and KMOX. We're going to start doing a bunch of content there. And then go to our Facebook and you can see the actual recipe card that my mom has had for over 60 years for her famous chocolate chip cookies. Feel free to steal it, make them. Pretend they're your own. I don't care. Man, those things. First of all, this is ripping off a Glenn Beck bit, but it's so true that they were smoke cookies because everyone smoked back then. And I don't know if she smoked while she was baking, but certainly in a house full of smoke. And there's like a little pecan aftertaste from like the tobacco in the air.
Interesting.
So when we make them, Phoebe's coming home for Thanksgiving and she's going to make them Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And so we'll see what they are actually supposed to taste like.
Tastes like without the cigarettes.
Yeah, right.
I thought you were going to say, so she's going to smoke a
couple. Yeah, she's going to fire up a couple of.
She's going to smoke a whole carton while
she
makes
in
them.
College.
Fire up a couple of heaters and get those cookies going.
Got to learn to smoke sometime. A couple of science things. Any guesses on what scientists think if humans were to go extinct, the most
likely
animal to evolve into their own civilization?
Chimpanzees.
Pig.
Good guess.
Dolphin.
Octopus.
Yeah. Oh, they're super smart.
Octopus already have, they make like whole cities under the water. It's really incredible. Like, we don't eat much of them here in the States, but we got to stop eating those things, man. Those things are smarter than we are.
Yeah, they might turn the tables.
Yeah.
Some people think they're aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think that they were
like
seeded here.
By DNA, not by like... You know, like, oh, look at them, they're alien.
But also that, too.
And then also, they think that crazy. Earth had a ring around it, like Saturn, about 400 million years ago.
Oh, very interesting.
Cool. In a time before trees. Isn't it weird to think of a time before trees?
Man,
where did it go?
They hadn't been invented yet.
No, not trees. The ring.
The ring.
It all fell on Cleveland.
Frodo threw it into the fire.
Stairway?
Sure. All right. I saw this. I'm curious what you guys think about the lists that I found over the weekend. It's the same group of people that posted them, the same study, but it's the hobbies that are most attractive. So men's hobbies that are most and least attractive to women. And I'm curious if you guys, if 'cause some of these I don't really think are hobbies, and I think they're more characteristics. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. Do you want to start with the most or the least?
Your dealer's choice.
All right. Let's start with the things that are considered the most attractive. The number one is reading.
Oh, okay.
The most attractive hobby for a man to have, according to women. These are women were polled. I can't remember exactly who the group was that did the polling, but reading was number one. Does that strike you as accurate?
I mean, I would think that was very attractive if a man was well-read.
Speaking foreign languages?
Too. Yes, obviously.
Except French.
except for that one.
French isn't attractive at all.
Playing instruments?
Yes.
Hey.
That rings true, doesn't it?
I got two out of three.
Like yeah.
Playing instruments.
Cooking?
Yeah.
I think that
three
rings
out of four.
Yes,
right?
I can definitely say that's a...
Woodworking?
Yeah. And, like Aiden from Sex and the City.
That's unattractive.
Harry's best boyfriend.
The ability to make something with your hands. What a wuss.
You notice there's a lot of things that are kind of creative. Painting is on here. Writing is on here. Gardening.
I'm really close on these.
I know, Dave. You're doing all right. But other things like blacksmithing made the list. People actually do that? Like, that's a hobby?
Oh, yeah, people blacksmith.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Like, lots of people?
I don't know.
Like, enough people to go, you know what would be great is if, you know, these guys would do some more blacksmithing.
I would blacksmith. I don't, but I would.
Yeah. I think that one might be more about the image that
craft a blade for your
maybe
lady.
The image that it conjures. But the list of things that, like, the hobbies.
Yeah. Like, all, like, sweat. Like,
yeah,
is that
just
what
big
you're
muscle bros, you know, like, you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean.
Big muscle bros.
Everybody
gardening.
Knows. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But then the least attractive hobbies, again, I don't know that a lot of these are actually hobbies, but personality traits. So, like, sorry, guys, this the list of the least is going to hurt some of us in this room.
Farting's not on the list.
The first one is comic books. The least, that is the least attractive hobby, according to women, that men have.
Doesn't the same as just books. Regular books.
It's reading.
Cosplaying. Yeah. Cosplaying is number two. Here's where I'm going down. Debating is number three.
Of course, women don't want you to argue.
No, drinking, anime, crypto, cigars, clubbing, Funko Pops.
Yeah. There's someone out there listening right now. You just described them to a T.
Arguing online.
Smoking a cigar and looking at their Funko Pops going, no!
Now, one of the things listed was porn. And that's not, is that a hobby?
Is that something you talk about on your first date? Yeah. I'm into blacksmithing and weird porn.
Yeah, so that, well, one balances out the other.
He does love gardening, but he also loves
porn.
Like, cigars, Funko Pops, and porn. No,
like, some of these things strike me as more behaviors than hobbies, right? Like, smoking cigars is more a behavior than a hobby. It can be a hobby. Like, you can go that far, but most people are doing it. They're not like, this is my hobby. I spend all my time searching cigars and learning about them. But one of the things on the this is one of the reasons I want to bring this up. One of the things listed on the least attractive hobbies was something I had not seen this word before. And again, I'm not sure it fits as a hobby, but it's called manosphere. Do you know what manosphere is?
I could guess.
Rach, Andrew, do you guys know what that is?
Is the manosphere? That just like the men's corner of the internet?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Like Joe Rogan or like it's, Andrew it, Tate. It,
all of that.
Not that those guys are the same. Not
no,
the
no, no. But it's that. Yes.
The
it's
men
that.
Going their own way.
Yes. It's that. It's that whole...
Porn and nothing but porn.
Yeah. And by the way,
this is the manosphere.
The three things that were closest to each other were porn, gambling, and the manosphere. So
how can we combine all three?
Yeah.
But
what if you did a couple of really good bets this weekend and made some money? Is that attractive or is that still
bad? What if you're winning
and then
celebrating?
Yeah.
But manosphere is that a hobby?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, it's
identity
like
defining.
Man. For a lot of people, it's like their whole identity.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with a lot of these least attractive traits is most of these things in moderation, like, it's fine in moderation, but they tend to be things that I've seen people obsess over, and then it's like, oh, you're really into the Funko Pops then. You have like 300 of them.
What if a man, Rach, if you weren't with Kurt, what if a man was obsessive about attractive things? All he talked about was blacksmithing.
Yeah, he didn't care about anything but blacksmithing.
It would be better
at
that than porn. So, like, it's at least blacksmithing is like a wholesome activity.
Yeah. Now, the thing I wanted to ask to the group is on the most attractive hobbies. It feels like some of it is like wish casting. Like, I wish more dudes did these things. Like, I wish more And do you think that many? I mean, because I cook a lot. I mean, there are things on there, but I don't But I don't know that I would call it a hobby.
He's going to make the case for him.
No, not for me. I'm on the bad list. and also, video games didn't make either list, which is really
That's
weird.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, which tells me that maybe a lot of ladies play video games, and they're not as weirded out now as maybe you would have been 15 years ago by that habit.
Andrew, you know a lot of ladies who are into the anime kind of stuff, the manosphere side. Do you think they are mostly attracted to men who are as well, shared interest, or are they looking for a blacksmith?
I mean, shared interest is never a bad thing, but opposites definitely do attract, you know what I mean? It's okay to like somebody who doesn't like the things that you like, right? What I think is actually more important is that when you find somebody that you like, that you support the things that they like, right? Unless they're, of course, like super self-destructive, then maybe you don't want to, you know.
I see what you're doing. Yeah. You're trying to get around the anime and porn thing.
Oh, I forgot the list one.
That's my point. Like, if the guy that you like is like, his hobby is porn, maybe you don't want to encourage that too much necessarily. But if you like him and he loves comic books, then maybe, you know, you don't make a huge deal over the fact that he likes comic books. And, like, don't try to change him is what I'm saying. Don't try to make him be something that he's not or give up things he loves. learn to also tolerate and like those things.
I think I'm going to cry.
Again, if I can speculate, comic books kind of surprised me. But then I was thinking about it, I'm like, is it the perception that a lot of guys who are into comic books are like talking down to you about comic books?
Because
I have experienced before where it's like, oh, yeah, I enjoy Spider-Man. It's like, oh, yeah, well, name 25 Spider-Man comics. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and I said I was sorry.
Yeah, the other thing I didn't list, the fifth least attractive thing was Magic the Gathering.
Oh no. You're lying.
Are you serious?
Yep, it's specifically listed.
Have they met Lucas Coombs?
So comic books.
Monster, you did this on purpose.
Comic books, cosplay, debating, drinking, and then Magic the Gathering, followed by anime and makeup.
It should make you feel good that it's that big.
Magic is worse than makeup?
Makeup?
Well, that's just more people named it as a least attractive hobby. It's not necessarily these are all like ranked. It's just
that
more
hurts.
People chose. Which,
that
by the way,
does
but,
hurt.
You'd
but
be better
no,
off putting rouge on
it,
your face.
It does,
does hurt.
I think what it does is it shows how many people play.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the same thing with comic books. It shows you how many people are into that stuff because it gets more prominent responses.
And I guess I'll just have to get really into makeup and blacksmithing.
Yeah, but only three. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things that people
that
do is...
blacksmith is beautiful.
Yeah. I'm also surprised, like, sports was not on either one.
Wait, yeah, that's really surprising.
Does that mean that women would rather have a guy completely... whose hobby is pornography than a guy who plays Magic the Gathering?
No, it's not. I don't think it's that. It's just that that's how... it showed up on more responses.
Okay.
That's
okay,
all it is. It's not ranking them. It's not like, this is worse than this.
Got
it's
it.
Just this got more responses, probably because those are the more common things that people... would say are their hobbies. I very much doubt that many of the dudes are telling the ladies they're meeting, yeah, you know, I spend my weekends, you know, looking at porn. Like, I don't think that's normal. But you would be much more normal.
Which are you more likely to admit, that or makeup?
Makeup, please.
I don't.
Makeup's not a big deal. Like, that's the thing. I've been saying for years, I don't understand why more men don't wear some concealer, wear a nice BB cream or a CC cream, cover up that redness.
What's BB and CC?
Because we don't know what those are.
I don't know I couldn't tell you right now the difference between BB and CC, but it's like it's just like a sheer tinted moisturizer.
Oh, I do
thing.
That.
I mean,
I have my stuff from Dr. Maupin. It was the greatest thing. I put Clearasil on my face from the time I was 15 till the time I was 58, and then the bastards discontinued it.
Mm-hmm.
And so. She was worried about sun damage, and she gave me this stuff. It's called Color Science. You can buy it from Maupin, or you can buy it at Amazon. And I get like the medium tint, and I put it on my whole head because it protects me from the sun
there
and
you
gives
go.
You like a little bit of a base.
There you go.
Upon which I can put my rouge.
So does my sunscreen count?
No, because it's not brown.
Does my
it's not
count?
Tinted. I see.
You get
that's
a nice
it.
Tinted sunscreen.
You.
That'd be
you.
Nice.
Do my fake eyelashes count?
You see bats them at the crew.
Bing, 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 bing. Am I pretty? So do we all agree that Chick-fil-A does a pretty good job with nuggets?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You heard the latest business they're getting into?
No.
Content creating.
Oh, yeah, the streaming service.
Yes.
What?
The Chick-fil-A streaming service. You haven't heard about this?
No, I have not.
You fool.
Man, and I'm on the fast food news beat, and I still
right.
don't hear about this.
Tell
what
her about
the
it.
Heck?
They are trying to launch their own streaming service that will have, like, original programming and, like, game shows, I think, was a pretty big focus, they were saying. They want to put a lot of game shows on the Chick-fil-A streaming service. And it's very much in its infancy. I don't think they even have like a name for it. It'll be called Chick. But
so they might even get so far as making movies that compete with Hallmark.
Yeah, like a full on. They I mean
chicken
they,
based, of course.
Yes, oh, well, of course, yeah. Fully chicken based. all starring chickens. But it's so weird.
But in
that,
a nice
like,
family setting.
In a nice family
yes.
setting.
Not
yes.
those dirty porn chickens.
But that's the thing.
There's
like,
a sentence that's never been said before.
No, it really hasn't.
You gotta
kind of proud of that one.
You gotta assume it's going to be, you know, Christian family values based
yeah,
programming.
Think so.
I think that is something that they have said. But you know, it's so weird. It's hard to even like talk about, right? Like it's hard for me to even like describe
maybe,
what is going on here.
What's your name, Candace Gacy, Murray, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Candace
remember when
Cameron
she left
Murray.
The Hallmark because it was too racy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe she'll leave for Chick-fil-A.
I think that's exactly the type of person and the type of programming that they're trying to court.
I'm only going to watch if they do just the most over-the-top product placement I've ever seen in my life. I want that from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, if every episode they drove through Chick-fil-A.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to watch it unless they're doing that.
Like a game show where
like
they're
competing
for Chick-fil-A.
Like the way M. Night Shyamalan shows up in every movie.
You could do like a Where's Waldo, like in every scene. Where's the Chick-fil-A bag? Where's the sandwich?
I want some Chick-fil-A. It's working. It's working. It's already working.
It's already working.
They haven't even made the stupid thing yet, and I'm already like, I would really like some Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I know, I'm just going to do it anyway. If you, Chick-fil-A does have amazing chicken, but like Dave said in his live earlier, Hardee's chicken strips, oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Insane.
Yeah.
So keep them in mind the next time you're going through a drive-thru. Keep Hardee's in mind. Hardee's is so solid.
Sounds like you
so
said keep
delicious.
Hardee's.
I feel like they just get forgotten, like you always say, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't do the streaming service.
Bring Hardee's to your key parties.
But keep them in mind and donate to Operation Food Search.
They have gotten on the trend of the chicken strip wrap with some honey mustard in there.
Those are good.
Ooh, that's good.
Maybe you should bring some Hardee's in tomorrow.
Sure.
Oh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, we were really hyping each other up there for a second. We're aware.
They're
like, you know who sucks? Everyone who's outside this room right now.
Yeah, we're the best.
We're the only cool guys.
Nobody gets it.
Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How
are
you?
Hang with me.
Okay.
Hang with me here for a second.
Okay.
Okay. After your last story about Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I've got some titles for you.
Oh, boy.
My Fair Chicken. Wall Street Chicken. Everybody Loves Chicken. A Few Good Chickens, and Kung Fu Chicken.
Phew.
Kung Fu Chicken.
Yeah.
I like Kung Fu.
Yeah, Phew's better.
That's good. I got to tell you, I'm watching Kung Fu Chicken.
I want to watch Lord of the Chickens.
Yeah, there you go.
Star Chickens.
I knew I could suck you into it.
A few. Dude, I'm going to stop. I can keep going. I'm going all Bubba Gump over here, like just gonna name a new thing. Yeah, I'm gonna stop.
Check out his nuggets.
The chicken of the rings, but they're chicken rings.
Yeah, everybody in their cars do the same.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, they've got the jokes.
Spider chicken.
They've got the jokes.
That chicken.
That scared me.
Spider chicken.
Oh man, hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves. Here you go. A smuggler was caught with 320 tarantulas taped to his body.
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh.
110 centipedes and 9 bullet ants.
Yuck.
Were they like...
They're in thin bags that they could bite through and
why?
Then taped to his body.
Like, wouldn't that squish him?
They noticed that his belly was big and moving. And that's why they searched him.
Okay.
There were 285 baby tarantulas and 35 full-grown tarantulas described as the size of a large human hand.
Yeah.
So he's trying to smuggle them?
Yeah, trying to smuggle them from, like, the Amazon into the U.S.
Great.
Brilliant. I feel like you'd be losing some product there. I feel like you can accidentally squish them.
I feel like there's no amount of money on Earth that I would do that for.
What, for just like to have a tarantula on you?
To have 325 of them taped to my body.
Yeah.
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 That's a lot.
Must have been in some having some tough times to agree to do that.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to get the tarantulas to somewhere else?
Yes, what do you guys that they weren't taking him to Disney.
That is a
I don't understand where you're wanting to go.
This stuff happens all the time. Like, not just bugs. They do it with snakes. They'll, like, yeah, go to, they'll get baby snakes, and they put them in a bag, and they try to smuggle them through airports because apparently people pay a lot of money for them. And
Kevin's got three snakes stuck to him right now.
Easy. Easy.
What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
Just writes itself.
Ixnay on the Ixnay.
And I don't like you calling me a snake. So going to be an interesting night, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I don't think we're going to see a lot of severe weather, but there's a big batch of rain. We're in a little dry slot right now. It is slow moving our way. It's in southwest Missouri, really all over much of western Missouri. A lot of that is going to miss us, but some of it's going to come up and over us. I think the main window is 9 p.m. to about midnight, 1 a.m. Some rain, some thunder and lightning. You know, that kind of stuff moves in and out very quickly. It will be windy and mild all night long, 55. Still mild tomorrow. Sunny skies, southwest wind, 65. It's a southwest wind because the low pressure associated with all this is moving to our west and northwest up into Iowa. So it pulls that southwest wind in for a while. Winds will swing around to the northwest Tuesday night, turning colder, 42. Wednesday, sunny but chilly. A struggle to reach 50 degrees. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sunny, 45 for the high temperature. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a little bit warmer on Sunday. And my winter forecast coming up this Thursday.
Nice. Exciting. Yes. Very exciting.
I've got it all put together. I'm in my walk around thinking stage right
there
now.
There you go. Got to let it go before you can.
Yep.
Yep. I hear you.
What will we make the weather be?
Dave, did you see, I only saw the headline on Drudge, but it was AI can now control the weather. I don't know if you saw that headline.
I have not.
I would be curious what they mean by that, because there's a lot of
too.
Bait and switch headlines out there. It'd be like, you know, whatever.
They are, some of the big modeling, like the European model, the GFS, the American model, they are tinkering around with AI. In fact, European model has an AI version of it out there. And, you know, garbage in, garbage out, just like a lot of the weather models.
Ouch. So. He nailed him.
Woof.
Yeah, right? Snap.
Not afraid.
Rach, I apologize because I'm probably taking your first headline here.
It's okay.
But the Australian government has released an app called Chart Your Fart. You see this?
No, I did not see that.
It's truly from the government. They want people to make a chart of the frequency, duration, loudness, and stench. It's a real government program, and they're just going to show it to you by bar graph, and then they're going to do a whole thing. There's also one for outside of Australia. So it's for global warming because methane gas from cows and people, and then just the number one gut problem. They want to see just how severe it is.
I already do that as my hobby.
Is that on the list?
Yeah, is that on the attractiveness list?
It is now. It just went past makeup for men.
I don't have time to be charting all that.
Really? It'd take you a long time?
Well, what's the average per day? Average per day, I think, is like 14.
Oh, my God.
Really? I'm not bragging here. I probably have some sort of problem, but I'm really low. I'm like maybe one.
I think I'm probably 14-ish.
So it says between 14 and 23 a day.
Oh, man. I'd be going to the doctor.
What?
Yeah. I'd do it. I'm like one, if that.
One?
Yes, I promise. Promise.
Maybe you should go to the doctor because of
that. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure I'm the outlier here.
I feel like I'm probably 15 or 16.
You must just be doing them all when you're sleeping.
Could be. That would explain a lot of things.
It's like a
symphony. It's just one long fart.
Explain all the loneliness.
That's not snoring.
This guy has sleep out near the butt.
Yeah, he's got butt snoring.
Your butt would stop breathing 50 times.
Oh,
headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is going to devastate Wheeler because something bad happened to the royal family. Windsor Castle was burglarized while the royal family was home.
Hamburglarized?
Yes, it was. This is the royal home of Prince William and Duchess Kate.
Yeah, no kidding.
Truly, how does that
inside
happen?
Job.
Well, I agree with Wheels because the thieves broke into a farm building on the estate. They stole a black pickup truck and a red quad bike. Mm. Now, The Sun reports that armed guards had recently been removed from the estate's main gates just before the break-in due to a shortage of qualified officers. So someone knew this and gave somebody a tip.
Got that quad bike.
I say if you can steal from the royal family, you get to keep it because they built their wealth by stealing from people hundreds of years ago.
Man. When did you develop this?
When I started learning history, and like this is how it happened. Like they gained power by killing people and stealing people's land.
So like in seventh grade, you were like this?
Probably a little older by the time I got, you know, by the time I figured out, like, oh, wait a minute. And then they try to tell everybody, like,
this red haired kid won't shut up about the royals.
But like think about this scam. This scam. Like we're gonna kill your people and take your stuff, and then we're gonna convince everybody else that God gave us the right to do it. And they've sold that scam for hundreds, thousands of years, and people are still like, yep, you're royal, you're special.
And they're still doing stuff like sitting on stones.
I know. Yeah. Come on, man. Take their stuff. It's fine.
Remember when I told you about the Stone of Scone and you thought I made it up?
I did. I really did. I'm like, that's not a thing. And then like, oh, my God, it's really an important thing. It's a really important thing.
It's really unimportant.
And that's another reason why I hate them, because they take a stupid stone and make it like it's something.
Here's another one for Wheels because he will be traveling for Thanksgiving and he won't be alone. Nearly 80 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and airports during the Thanksgiving holiday period. That's about 1.7 million more travelers compared to last year, according to AAA. Yes, Dave.
These stories kind of drive me crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The same way as like it's going to be 40 degrees. You might want to layer up. It's like, thanks, Dr. Obvious. Like
yeah, right.
It's Thanksgiving. People travel.
Yeah. And there's a file.
Yeah.
I believe there's one file for all news. And it's like, okay, what's in the, oh, Thanksgiving.
There you go.
It's travel.
There you go.
It's a travel alert. It's it's Valentine's Day.
How about they give us some tips?
Strawberries. Chocolate-covered strawberry story.
If I could change one thing, it would be stop showing me people getting shots when you're doing stories about vaccines. You make my junk go numb. Just stop showing the shots. They do it every time, and I have to look like I'm like a little girl watching The Exorcist. I'm like covering my eyes, and I look up to see if it's done, and nope, there's another shot. Or taking blood when it's a blood drive. There are people who will literally. My daughter would pass out. She has that vaso whatever thing it is that she would pass out if she saw that.
You know, I'm actually going to say something that is not. I'm not joking about it. I think it's really weird. But whenever the stories, you see it more on national news than local news. But when they're doing a story about obesity. And they just show like the lower halves
of
a
someone.
Bunch of fat people. I mean, like as a heavy person myself, I go, "Geez,
yeah."
Imagine like seeing the news.
They're always
that
wearing
just
like
my outfit today,
yellow polyester. Yeah.
It's like you guys, you know, we get the idea.
Yeah,
you're like, here's
we know what obesity
a heavy
is.
Person looks like. I know, I have a mirror.
Yeah, in case you've never seen one.
All right. The Morning Joe hosts met with Donald Trump. I thought this was very interesting. Morning Joe hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski revealed today that they met face-to-face with President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Now, if you have followed this at all, you know they are constantly dogging on President Trump, and he's calling them Crazy Mika and Psycho Joe. So this was kind of a huge step, in my opinion. Brzezinski said Trump seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues.
Don't you guys feel like this is a real wave? I don't know what it is, whether it was the strength of Trump's victory or the weakness of the Democrats' loss, but the LA Times are saying that they're looking for someone like Scott Jeffries from CNN to present equal and opposite views to their editorial board. You have Joe and Mika, you have Fetterman out there, you have Bill Maher, who a lot of people on the left seem to be, if not switching teams, making it okay for them to be okay with Trump, which I'm okay with. Like, I don't want the country to be based on hatred, but it's happening really quickly.
I question the sincerity of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If it's sincere, that's one thing, but I question the sincerity of it. Are they just doing it because they're afraid that...
Yeah, they wouldn't be sucking up to him if he lost.
He's going
to
shut him out? That he's going to... I don't know. You know, I'm not going to suggest.
I think also maybe they're just
power. Just saying, like, you know,
they're putting their finger in the wind and figuring out that there are just more conservative leaning people in the country.
You know, the big question: what's been going on with the ratings
yeah.
for those networks?
Yeah,
yep. since the
dropping.
Election.
Yeah, dropping.
Yeah, it's dropping like a rock.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And that's why I doubt the sincerity of it. I mean, like, you can't... It's one thing to acknowledge that you're wrong about something, you read the country wrong, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. You should be doing that. There should be a lot of reassessing going on for a lot of people. But how do you switch from this guy is the end of democracy to, he might not be so bad. Like, you're faking it. You're faking it on probably on both ends of that spectrum,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So then why do I trust you? Why do I believe you? I mean, why do I believe when J.D. Vance calls the guy America's Hitler and now you're his VP? Like, what changed?
Yeah.
It's your access to power, money, whatever it is, and it's the same thing for the people on TV.
Agreed. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
Would you like me to keep you from looking silly in front of the kids?
Yes, please.
You need to stop saying things like LOL and OMG because it makes you look like a phony. Say things like, I'm really cracking up over here.
Oh, like via text. I'm not
yes.
supposed to say LOL. Yeah, but what if I use LOL as like a softening or just like a way to end the sentence sometimes.
Yeah,
it makes me look like
let
a
people
phony.
Know you're not mad.
Yeah, or well, just like... Or just like, LOL, like, you know, I'm a millennial. What can I say?
Yeah, like, you soften it. Like, you say, like, if you're trying not to sound super harsh or if you're, like, being a little self-deprecating.
Look at you guys being all defensive.
You,
I love it.
But you don't want it to be, you don't want it to be, like, super, like.
OMG.
I'll tell you what, I will
I'm
conform.
Not fishing for anything here. I'm just saying, this is how I do.
Yep.
I
will how sometimes. I am, and I ain't changing.
I will
and then
conform
you throw out the LOL
their,
to soften it.
To their requests when they start using punctuation.
Fair.
Put a comma in there every once in a while. Maybe I'll start using the things that you think are cooler.
So the only Gen Zer that I text with is my daughter, who usually just says yes, no, or thank you for the money. What does it look like with no punctuation? It's just like one
it's
big
like
run-on sentence?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't text Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's our problem. We're just texting each other.
You'll see it a little bit on the things like the Twitter and all that too.
I don't have a lot of 16-year-old friends.
Right, exactly.
I know it's a lot, you know, to put a comma and a period in there every once in a while, but we'll understand you better if you do.
This one rubbed me wrong. I'm not the biggest Gwen Stefani fan to begin with. She seems very full of herself. She says that she didn't even know Blake Shelton existed as a thing before she met him on The Voice.
That's kind of a mean thing to say.
It's kind of a mean thing to say, right?
Yeah, but she's
even
punk.
If it was true.
Yeah,
especially punk rocker.
True.
She's not supposed to think anything.
And if
good.
He were to say that about her, people would be like flip test. They'd be very upset. That's all I'm saying.
The old flip test.
Yeah,
flip
tried test. And true. You can never go wrong. But I mean, just sometimes it's like that's just mean. Like we don't have to be mean to our partners in an interview like that, unless she's just kidding around, which she probably was. So, what am I even saying?
LOL.
Talking myself
LOL.
Out of it.
LOL. OMG.
OMG. What am I even saying?
ROTFL.
I do love ROFL or rolling on the floor laughing because it's like you're typing while you're
that's
rolling on the floor
for.
Laughing.
Yes. Yeah, rolling on the floor laughing.
How does that
do
work?
LMAO.
Do you guys remember the day Ronchi got really mad at me because I said LMFAO and he looked at me as I was typing it and I was just like, straight face typing.
And then, you're not laughing. You're not really laughing at all.
And then I thought it was laughing my fat ass off.
I like that better.